Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
She's electric. She's in a family full of eccentrics. She's done things I've never expected.
Well, it's not a maybe anymore because Oasis announced this morning that they are reforming, they're going on the road next summer, and they will be playing Croke Park in August. They said, "The guns have fallen silent, the stars have aligned. The great wait is over, come see, it will not be televised." Well, we know that Noel and Liam have strong family links to Charlestown in County Mayo, where their mother's family is from. And we're going to go there now, first to John Finan. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, and it's lovely to talk to you. I know you run JJ Finan's Bar in the town. What do you think about the boys getting back together and announcing in these big dates this morning?
Well, it's very good news. It's good for the themselves. Like, they're very two very talented lads, and they're good for the music business. Like, they've done very well for themselves, you know. I'm delighted for them, and everyone in Charlestown was delighted for them as well, like, sort of thing, you know.
I'm sure. And but, their grandmother would frequent your premises, is that right?
When the Lord of Mercy, she's dead now. She did her shopping here on Friday, the patient day, and that's how the connection was here, the grandmother, like, and the mother, and her sister, her the grandmother, and her daughter, Brady, they came in here shopping every Friday. Mm. And it was a CD made or something then, and I put on the Charlestown Note and the Western People, and I took off from there. The following week, they were in the top 10 in England or something. Which
right.
Isn't
that something else? And when they would come into you, would they play a song or sing or just have
Liam sang here one night. It was a session of music here one night, and he was in the bar, and he said, he asked his lad, could he borrow his guitar, and he sang a song with us. So he didn't sing in the traditional music, he sang some song. I think he did a recording of a song here, if I'm not mistaken, like, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And would they be, during the summers going back over the years, would they be regulars around the town?
They would be regulars, but they wouldn't be regulars in my pub all the time. They'd be in different pubs. Like, they'd go to, there was a pub up the road, James Casey's now. That was their regular pub. There was a pool table and that. The type of pub I have, I have a shop in the front and a pub in the back. It's not everybody's cup of tea, you see.
Mm-hmm. Sort of. Yeah.
But they come in, when James Casey saw the pub, they come in here a lot then. And the most emotional day I had was the day of the granny's funeral. That was the most emotional day we had, like, you know. That two glasses of Guinness after the funeral here with a customer in the shop. And he bought them a drink. He drank with the grandmother. Or like a Friday here, the patient, yeah, he bought him a drink. And it was very emotional, they told him along the bear and black suits and sunglasses and the lot, like. And they were very nice lads to me, though. They were very good to me, like, you know, very, very good to me, like. And good to my wife and good to my son as well, like, sort of thing, you know.
Right, friendly chaps and normal,
nice,
regular.
Oh, 100%, 100%, yeah. Regular gentlemen, now. Very, very modest type of lads, you know. And, no, the music, you know, and like the pub. They said they like the pub. I know whether they do or not. I don't know. But
I'm sure they do.
They come into it, you know, yeah. They come into it, like, and then. But the night that they were sang here, that was the main night. That was with the grand, you know, everything seemed to go dead at the time. When he asked for the guitar, he sang, you know. It was a big honour for me to have a man like him singing in my pub, like, sort of thing.
It was.
But, like, it's good to see them back together again, and we, with the help of God, they'll stay together, like, you know, they're I wouldn't know much about them out from the music situation now. I wouldn't know much about them, you know.
Yeah,
I know their mother Peggy, and I know their sister, they've aunts as well around the area. Like, but from the Charlestown point of view, where, you know, it's good for the area, like, for where they came from, it's good to see them back together.
Absolutely, I'm sure it is. John, thanks so much for talking to us, because I have somebody else I want to talk to now. That's John Finan from JJ Finan's in Charlestown. Anthony Kelly. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. The Riverside Guest House is your business. I mean, does something like this, do you think, give a boost to a place like Charlestown?
I think it's great for the town. We're all delighted. There's a great buzz now since we read the headlines this morning about them rejoining up. And as regards a boost for business, well, funnily enough, only the other morning I had two German people here who had travelled from, they were at an unveiling of a monument to Shane McGowan. They stopped here, and I was able to tell them this is where Oasis were from. They were delighted, and they were leaving here then, and they were going to stop off in Ballyshannon to see where Rory Gallagher's music. So there are people out there who do tours, music tours, and want to see where things are happening from.
Well, so, there you go. And I understand they stayed with you, Liam and Noel, when they were small boys. Is that right?
Before my time here, but it would have been my mother-in-law Evelyn's time, and my wife Anne would have been here. Yes, they would have stayed as young kids, I think. I'm not fully sure of that, but I know at one stage the Uncle Frank pulled a prank on Noel here and told him, go up to Riverside there and see, they have a plaque over the bed where you slept as a young lad. And said, go on up and see, sure, they'll show it to you. And anyway, we were here, and my wife was here, and myself, and next thing Noel arrived in with his mother Peggy, I think it was.
To see the plaque?
To see the plaque.
Oh,
and of
no.
course, we had no plaque over the bed at all. So we were embarrassed, and I think poor Noel was embarrassed. But listen, tell him if he ever comes back and sleeps in the bed, we'll put a plaque. We'll definitely put a plaque up for him.
Listen,
the next time.
Anthony, get the plaque. Great for business, you know.
I know.
Get the plaque before Croke Park next summer.
Yeah, I never forget one time I stayed in a hotel at my niece's wedding down in Rosslead Manor, down in Letterfrack. I don't know if you've ever been there. And the bedroom I stayed in had a wash hand basin from John Lennon's house beyond in Liverpool.
Well, there you go. I think you're missing a trick. I really do, yeah. Anthony. You'll have to get this sorted before we get to the hype of next summer. Anthony, thanks so much. Anthony Kelly there from Riverside Guest House in Charlestown. And we're joined now by Oasis superfan Jamie Rosny. Jamie, good morning.
Well, how's things? How are you?
I'm great. I'd say you're delighted, are you?
Ah, over the moon, yeah. Someone had to knock Taylor Swift off her perch.
Yeah. Did you expect it was going to happen? Because, I mean, so many of the music experts that we speak to here on the programme over the years that would have said, never, it's never going to be on the agenda. It's done. It's over. Did you think it was going to happen?
No, there's been so many rumours over the years. You kind of just get used to listening to them. And then with them both having such fun with a solo career, it just didn't really register that it could happen, I suppose. Do you know the kind of way?
Mm-hmm. And what is it about the band? Like, why are you such a super fan? Can you remember when you first heard them and where it all started for you?
I was sent to see them in Lansdowne Road in the 2000 tour by my mother. I got tickets off for Christmas. I think I was in about 13 at the time. And I was sent to that. And they'd actually fallen out and Noel had walked off the tour about 2 weeks before that in Spain or France or somewhere again. So we didn't even know, was that going to go ahead? But that was July in 2000, the first. And I'd say I've been to see them every time they came to Ireland between 2000 and 2009. So probably six or seven times over that couple of years.
And what is it about them, do you think? Can you describe or tell us why they're such a draw for you?
Actually, they're just working-class people, and they write the songs that people want to hear, do you know? And anyone, no matter where you play an Oasis song, whether it's 7 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock at night, everyone knows the words. You know, they're just people's people.
Mm-hmm. How did the split hit you when it happened?
Actually, it was heartbreaking, you know, for all the fans around the world. Everyone was obsessed with them at the time, you know, in the middle of a tour. It was kind of, it was hard to sink in. And you just kind of, Noel then announced his own solo tour after that. And you kind of, when you went going to see them separately then, I suppose, it took the brunt out because you're still hearing the songs. But and then when you hear that they're getting back together, it's just banana, really.
Yeah, now you'll have the anxiety around trying to get tickets.
Do you have any?
No, I don't. And always with these things, when there's a few gigs like that announced that would be so popular, you kind of go, look, I'm not going to be the one to get the tickets. But look, it's like anything. You have to be in it, don't you? You have to sign up and do all that stuff and be hopeful.
It's going to be manic, yeah, absolutely.
Do you expect they might announce a few more?
Hopefully now they'll stay going. Do you know, like, they'll fill them a couple of gigs in a few minutes, like, so when the space is there to put them on, like, you've Slain and you've Parky Queeve where they played before and you've Toman now as well and everything, so let them loose.
You'll be there anyway, Jamie. You will be there. Let's
Absolutely.
Be positive about it and have confidence that you'll get them. Jamie, thanks so much. That's Jamie Rosny, who is an Oasis super fan, is how we will describe him. And Anthony Kelly from the Riverside Guesthouse, who's off now buying a plaque to put over the bed where the boys stayed when they were children. And earlier we heard from John Finan from JJ Finan's in Charlestown. Maria in Duleek tells us that Liam and Noel Gallagher's father came from Duleek in County Meath. It seems that fact fact is seldom mentioned. Thank you very much, Maria, for texting us to 51551. Now, coming up next on the programme, everything you need to know about life assurance and income protection. They're things that people are sometimes confused about. If you have any questions for Eoin McGee, do get in touch with us, 51551. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. Email todaycb@rte.ie.
We're talking about Oasis a little earlier, and since the announcement this morning that they're playing the two gigs in Croke Park next year, hotel prices in Dublin, you won't be surprised to hear, have already started to rise. Well, Maura Fay, our reporter, has been taking a good look at prices around the capital, and Maura is with us now. Hello, Maura.
Good morning, Claire.
So things have been changing on the price front, have they, when it comes to hotels in August of 2025 in Dublin?
Unfortunately, yes. So the shows are on in Croke Park the 16th and 17th of August next year. I've been checking the cost of a hotel for two people for one night for those dates, and a lot of hotels I checked did not have availability for those nights. Of those that do have availability, the highest price I've seen so far is a five-star hotel with rooms starting at €792.
Right.
Now, a third-party booking website I checked listed only six city centre hotels, ones that would have had a three or four-star rating, as having availability for Saturday the 16th. And the prices there range from €480 to €699. For Sunday the 17th of August, there's slightly more availability. I counted 11 city centre hotels with availability ranging in price from €310 to €702 for a room in a three-star hotel in Temple Bar. In comparison, for the Saturday night a week earlier, there are 44 hotels available and prices see the €200 mark. Now, there is more availability and better pricing options if you're willing to go outside the city centre or stay near the airport. A number of hotels in Ballsbridge and North Dublin had rooms for around the €350 mark. Just to know, Claire, there was research published by Fall to Ireland earlier this year that looked at this very issue. It found that there's no evidence of price gouging by Dublin hotels during big events. The report said that many hotel markets, including Dublin's, simply struggle to facilitate the extra demand pressure that comes with large scale events. And the report showed, as an example, during Bruce Springsteen's May 2023 concert in Dublin, occupancy surpassed 90% and the average daily rates were above €250. On the same night, the following week, occupancy was down to 83% and the average daily rate was €200. And the report also suggests that the long term solution to high hotel room prices is incentivizing supply.
Maura, thanks very much for checking all of that. €702 for a room in a three-star hotel in Temple Bar on the 17th of August next year. I expect you might be hearing about this on Liveline, if not today, on a day very soon. That's hotel rooms and the prices, which seem to be going up ahead of those gigs which were announced this morning. Now, Eoin McGee is with me. Good morning, Eoin.
I definitely maybe think the hotel prices are linked to Oasis.
Do you? Really? Yeah. There's a surprise. Look, I mean, it's a supply and demand thing, isn't it? But I mean, as Maura said, if you get in quick and you're willing to stay out of the city centre a bit, you might still get the value.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things is lots of people have friends in Dublin too, and just get in there and get that bedroom booked in that friend's house and stay there instead and bring them along if you have to.
And hope that you get the tickets then, which is the other hurdle.
I'm all excited about it, Claire.
Are you?
Yeah.
You'll be there, will you?
Oh yeah, of course. If I can, I'll do everything I can to be there, but absolutely, yeah. I can't wait for it.